It is imperative that we come into alignment with the Father in the way he thinks and perceives things, that we submit to his will. To do this will require us to live the life he's given us in his Son, which has the new value system and mindset. We need to stop visiting that cemetery and talking to the corpse. When God puts a rule in our path, we have a choice, old nature or new. Am I going to do this from the old seed or the new? We can rebel, I won't. We can resent, I will, but I don't like it. We can take independent action, I'll do it my way, thank you. Or we can submit and begin to live in the newness of life that he's given us. Keep that black dog in mind here. Do you remember him? Choices. One thing you can be absolutely sure about, God does not speak to your old man, even if you persist in living there. So it could go very, very quiet for a while until you learn to move your feet and live life from the higher place. At this point, you do need to know that God doesn't change his mind or his rules for anyone. If you refuse the change first time around, he'll be back again and again and again and again and again and again until you comply. And you will make no forward movement until you do. So you're really shooting yourselves in the foot if you refuse to move. He doesn't measure time, you see, he measures growth. So you may think you've jumped that hurdle when the coach says, "Around it one more time, please." Who does he think he is anyway? This is my life. Difficult situations, circumstances and people have a habit of recurring in our lives until we see what Father's aiming at. And every time we go round it again, it gathers compound interest. It gets more difficult. We all know by now that the mind set on the things of the flesh is at war. It's at enmity with God. Romans 8:5. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh. But those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. So what needs to happen is that we have a complete mindset change. I was like this, now I'm like that. And live our lives from there. From being set on the flesh, this world, and what it seeks after for satisfaction, to the culture of heaven, what Father's looking at and for. And that's where we're living from now. Becoming Father pleasers, not man pleasers. When your will is brought into alignment with the will of God, the kingdom of God comes into your life. And the journey from one to the other is called process. Doesn't happen all at once, as the skin horse would say. You become. It takes a long time. And the first thing that happens is your focus must change, because what you behold, you will become. And if you're set on beholding the things of this life, you'll become very short-sighted indeed. So you need a new lens, wide angle, panoramic, not myopic, a new perspective, a new mindset, a new heart, a new understanding, and he's given you all these things in his Son. Your job with the Holy Spirit is to make the choices that will bring you into alignment with his will rather than yours, not rocket science. But it can be painful if you resist. Now your choices will empower or disempower you, and each choice you make will either make you more pliable and mouldable in his hands or more like a piece of granite, unyielding and hard, brittle and sharp. Attitudes determine altitude. Choices have to do with destiny. You are predestined to be conformed to the image of Christ. That is what this is all about, your predestination. And the course corrections you need to make to ensure you reach your destination, which has been chosen by your Father, because he knows what's best for you. So as lovingly as I can say it, get your sticky paws off, please, and we can get on. God bless you.